This is the world's most dangerous lighthouse, and we have to stay here for the next 24 hours. Trapped on top of a jagged and extremely high cliff in Iceland sits this old lighthouse. Thousands of miles away from home and in a foreign country, we couldn't be more nervous. This lighthouse has no electricity, no phone service, and the literal only way to get there is via helicopter. And on top of all that, the wind conditions need to be absolutely perfect for us to land on the micro helicopter pad. This sounds impossible. We've tried to film this video for years, and this is our third time flying to Iceland in hopes of staying at this legendary location.
We officially made it to Iceland. It's time to go to our rental cars and see if we can get to this lighthouse.
We just got to the Airbnb, so it's time to drop off our bags and head to the helicopter place. Go time.
Today's the day, guys. We're going on the helicopter to the world's most dangerous lighthouse.
I'm a little bit nervous about the clouds and wind in the sky right now. This is exactly the similar weather we experienced last time, which caused problems.
Is that the helicopter he's on the phone with?
No chance.
All I heard was no chance.
That's all I heard. I don't know what that means.
Is the weather supposed to get any better, or is it supposed to stay windy all day?
Oh, please no. I have a bad feeling about this phone call.
Well, the news we didn't want.
Can't fly.
Can't fly because of wind conditions. The lighthouse is out in the ocean, so the wind out there is obviously different than here in the city. He said we have to delay until further notice.
Guys, we cannot come all the way to Iceland again and wait an entire week again and not ever get to film this video.
Wind gusts are up to 20 miles an hour.
Okay, that sounds like a lot.
Tomorrow is 60 and there's no cloud emoji. 53, sunny. If the wind is not existent, we can fly.
I'm almost relieved I don't have to get on a helicopter today, but I still know that I have to do it tomorrow. So it's just delaying the inevitable.
Yes, that's right, the inevitable. We're doing this. We will not be denied this video.
You watch YouTube?
Yeah.
Have you seen Jace do on YouTube?
Yes.
You have?
No way.
I take pictures.
Oh. Yes!
Yes! Okay.
Yep. Have a good one.
We have only seen kids, zero parents.
They might be elves.
Okay, finally an adult. We can go inside.
The next day, it's looking really promising that the helicopter will be able to take us to the lighthouse. We have 15 minutes to get our survival bags packed, and we have to go to the grocery store and get snacks. The Iceland pilot told us we have 15 minutes to get there or else.
We're on our way to the helicopter now, but first we gotta get snacks and pray. We're pulling up to Cronin 921.
Literally the only grocery store open.
Since we're in Iceland, we have to get all Iceland themed things. No standard American snacks.
I get meat? Is that American?
Yes, you can get meat.
But meat's from America.
The helicopter pilot, he's gonna leave without us probably.
What are you doing? You
can't cook a stir fry on the island.
No, man, I'm just looking.
They have Prime here, 399 kroner. No American thing.
This is UK.
KSI?
Oh, you're right. Oh.
I got official Iceland drinks.
I got us some meatballs.
Cheese!
This snack is gonna be like a delicacy.
Thank you.
Do we need our seat or no?
Okay, we're going. I think that guy was trying to get rid of us.
Yeah.
Didn't he say get out of here?
Yeah, he's like, go through.
I honestly have no idea how we're gonna survive overnight at this lighthouse.
I don't know if I got warm enough clothes. Isn't it cold here?
Yeah, but the low is like the same as the high here somehow. And it doesn't ever get dark.
People in Iceland, they believe in elves. Some of them do.
Not just
apparently.
Some.
How many percentage?
It's like above 60%, which I don't also believe. 50% of Icelandic people believe that elves and trolls exist.
Are you serious?
65%.
Seems like Iceland's full of mysteries and very sus.
Helicopter pilot should be in there waiting for us.
I can't believe we're really doing this.
This project literally feels like years in the making. We have to make it happen. We can't keep coming back to Iceland.
You are aware that the lighthouse and the helipad are quite small and it's quite dangerous area.
Yes.
We will not shut down the engines. It's going to be almost hovering while we exit the helicopter. My words are the law and you do what I say.
You don't know what the you're getting into.
Really?
It's all right. You will find out.
My name is Jon, your pilot. We have another pilot with us. If I die, it's because I'm getting so old.
Oh, man. Please not on our trip.
One leg.
What am I going to be harnessed to?
Me.
You?
Yep.
I loosen it. Take it up.
Come on, Isaac. Skinny thoughts.
Make myself small.
Can you get it up?
No, man.
It's notched up. We should just like put it on a jacket.
These are in case we go into the ocean.
Yes.
Just so you know, he's very nervous.
Yes, I can hear that.
Nah.
Nobody has died today.
What about yesterday?
That's a different story.
The helicopter's so small.
Don't mention it.
It's tiny, dude.
All right, it's go time.
My heart's beating so fast. I'm nervous.
There's no escape.
is the only way on and off of this lighthouse.
Safety rules. The rocks here are very slippery. The only inhabitants are the birds. They will throw up at you when you walk through them. As you can see, this one is getting his vomit up to his throat. Everything on the edge is unsafe. Only safe place is on the helipad.
Stop it! You wanna go? The bird just threw up at me.
I used to go all the way down, and they used to climb up.
Climb?
Chain.
There's no way.
Has anyone died?
No, but let's not start that trend today.
Definitely not.
Have you seen the video with Kaleo?
Yes.
It was shot here. It was multiple heli trips like this.
Just passing through, fellas, or ladies.
Oh! Stop spitting at me!
That's so gross.
Dude, it's kind of scary because it just happens.
We don't want your eggs.
I would have never in a million years guessed a bird's attack would be throwing up.
Egg.
Well, guys, we have officially made it. The world's most dangerous lighthouse.
This is also probably the world's smallest lighthouse.
That's what I was going to say. The previous lighthouse was multiple stories. This is literally just this room and upstairs.
There's also a bottle of Coke that was left here.
Let's see what year it is.
2002.
Ooh.
Man, this thing's old.
But even the lid is like so rusted. Take a sip.
Oh, no.
Dude, you gotta do it for the vine. Dude, you gotta do it.
We'll think about it.
Right before getting on the helicopter, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. And
really?
I was like getting really scared.
Me too.
That feeling of like facing a fear and doing something really difficult, I don't know. Yeah. It just felt really cool. And after we were up in there, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm gonna do this.
I'm dying to see what upstairs is. All
right, how about you go first?
How's it look?
This is cool.
Playing a tight fit.
You can come on up.
Help.
Place infested with tetanus.
It's not every day you get to stand right next to a giant light bulb.
Can you see me through the light, Andrew?
Those gotta be barfing birds are all over the place.
Dude, I'm scared of those things now.
Barfing birds are a new superhero.
My friend can actually do that. He just spews on command. He puked on my foot once.
Splooge from Holes.
What is this? Drink is good.
And there are hundreds of seagulls out here, and they are constantly repopulating this island. Anytime you see a bird just sitting down,
eggs.
Watch, we're right here. Don't get too close.
He's already about to barf.
He's hiding behind the bush.
Oh,
he's taking barf stance.
Andrew, go check that dude out. You already got puked on.
Check him out.
Yeah, go.
I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, you see how much barf came out of those guys? Look how many egg spawners there are. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Do not peek around the corner. It's like a horror film.
Dude, what was that sound?
That was him. He peeked.
Also, fun fact, the island right there is actually the island that Ryan Trahan stayed at, the loneliest house on Earth.
We're so close.
I'm trying to get kind of hungry.
I'm starving.
Okay, guys, for our first activity, Dead Man's Belay.
So
we're gonna get our bags, go over to the helipad, set up camp.
I don't know what Dead Man's Belay is.
We're gonna belay down.
What?
That's what he just said. He just told us we're belaying down on the other side.
We're going to the other side of the helipad. We have to be connected via belay. That's why it's called Dead Man's Belay. You die if you're not belayed. The hero's going first.
That's not true.
He said hero of the show goes first.
That's false.
Is it you? Because it's not me.
I am always the hero.
I am Beyonce always.
Yeah, you don't need to clip in. It's just safety wise.
The hero's an idiot. We just walked across this to get...
Nope. This is safety.
Okay.
This is very intimidating.
All right, jump.
No, that's not how you do that. I'm mainly intimidated about the birds.
Okay, that one's solid.
How far should I go?
As far as you possibly can.
Okay, this is as far as I possibly can go. Guys, look at this. I still can't even believe I'm standing here right now.
You're the hero.
Yeah, guys.
It's good.
You're scared.
Pretty exciting.
We are about to set up our lunch headquarters out here on the helicopter pad. It's gonna be a great time. Come on.
How come every lighthouse we go to is just covered in bird poo and weird birds?
I don't know. Oh, now this is the life, fellas. While Isaac sets up our grill, I'm going to try Kim's chips. Icelandic.
What, really salty?
Very salty.
That kind of makes sense. Iceland is salt land.
I brought a trusty survival flint kit to light this barbecue.
Get this guy on Survivor. Am I right?
We're definitely not getting hot dogs, fellas.
Why did you get that instead of a lighter?
Really?
This is officially the first fire that I was able to successfully start.
Get this man on Survivor.
Icelandic hot dogs for lunch.
Kielbasa. For dinner, we have chicken and meatballs.
Say the correct way.
We have hemshorn.
Nope, the middle one.
Kajunkalabar.
Do you guys want to collab with me? Icelandic. This is a passion fruit and lime beverage. Not sure exactly what kind of beverage. Let's open and...
Oh! Collab! We have to cheers to initiate the collab.
Most epic Iceland collab yet.
All right, cheers to initiate collab.
Ooh, that's good.
It tastes like farts.
No chance.
I don't know where you're getting the farts from.
Who's got the wieners?
God. We don't have any buns, but it doesn't matter.
Aha!
Platter snips.
My guess was that it's like a pickle sauce.
Okay, you're guessing pickle sauce? What are you guessing?
I don't know. Ketchup.
I'm going with it's like a secret sauce, Thousand Island vibe. We'll see who's right.
Hot dogs are done!
We don't know what's about to come out, so...
Mystery sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
Oh, yellow.
That's not yellow, that's like brown. I don't know, this just might be hot.
What kind of sauce is it?
I can't tell.
Ugh, you nasty.
It's like a very light, sweet, toned down mustard.
Nobody would have guessed mustard coming out of this bottle.
Do you believe in elves?
Elves. The hidden people.
The hidden people?
Yeah, we don't talk about them.
Oh, the mystery thickens.
What do you mean we don't talk about it?
You don't want to jeopardize things.
What?
Elf binoculars.
Dang, these are good.
A fun fact about that island over there. It's bird poop. It's not actually lava.
Oh, you're right. You know, the pictures make it seem like lava.
Yeah.
But it's not.
This is a POV of you in Iceland with your own binoculars.
Yeah, it looks pretty lame.
My gosh. Is that nervous?
Not really.
That's not nervous.
Nope.
You're making me nervous.
Oh my.
Wind's blowing.
I just peed on a seal's head.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Look,
there he is. He's under the water.
Oh, I do see him.
That white thing?
Yeah.
There he is.
Whoa. Hey, what up?
No way. You peed on him?
You gotta be kidding me.
He went.
Hey.
Never in my life have I been peeing and all of a sudden a seal pops out of the toilet.
Do you think a seal's defensive mechanism is to barf?
I'm wondering how many animals barf.
You guys look so sick up close.
So there's actually another side of the lighthouse that has an old winch that they would use to bring up all the materials to build this lighthouse, but we kind of got to climb.
Is that Nightmare Bird still around the corner?
Yes.
Dude, that's the one that spit on me. He's definitely going to spit when we go up the ladder.
Dude, he looks pissed. He remembers me too.
Ladder.
This is the ladder. Dude, everywhere we look, egg. More eggs.
Hold the rope. Don't slip. There's the big old device.
They got
this big thing here by hand. No helicopters, no nothing.
This whole island?
That.
Oh.
It used to be a metal rope. And look, it's like all like formed together. It looks like a petrified rope.
I'm actually pretty excited. I didn't know how much exploring we'd be able to do here, but we've covered a lot of ground on this little island.
Yeah, from above, when I saw the rest of the mountain, I was like, there's no way we can go on any of that. Too sketchy. Yeah. Here we are, our fearless leader.
Help!
Are they coming this way? I can't tell. Looks like they're coming this way.
They might have thought you really need help.
You think they could hear me from all the way over here, yell help?
Yell it again?
Help!
You did it louder the first time.
Okay, cut back to the first time.
Help!
Water carries sound pretty far.
Now play both clips at the same time. Help!
Also, your frantic waving.
You think they could see me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see them.
Yeah, they have binoculars. You think pirates aren't always got binoculars?
I have fashioned a homemade fish hook out of pieces of the barbecue. I think this thing will catch a fish.
It's a tradition now to use a fishing pole to try and catch some fish. We're making a homemade rig to hopefully do that.
I'm going to be competing with the reel by hand method using this paracord.
I'm gonna get to the bottom.
15 meters.
Yeah, you try with that and we'll see who wins.
All right.
Team Andrew and Justin with Andrew's homemade
Wait.
This.
Whoa. You just saw me make that.
You guys are using our dinner to catch fish?
Imagine we catch a fish. It's gonna be way bigger than this.
Do you know how to use that?
Yeah, boy. Look at our weight. It's a nail I found inside the lighthouse.
No way.
We're in the water.
You got it all twisted.
Who did that?
Look at the...
Who put this under here? I didn't do that. I was just reeling it in.
Oh no, looks like Team Isaac's gonna win.
You're not even gonna hit the ocean.
What if you catch a seal and you can't reel them up?
One of these days, we'll be able to use a fishing pole without it immediately. First cast breaking.
Meatball still attached.
3, 2.
What?
Oops.
Oh, Gonzo.
I think I'm gonna catch a seagull.
I'm using half a meatball because I have a realistic expectation of what a fish is going to actually attack.
That's really far.
I'm hoping mine actually makes it down to the ocean.
Oh my nest. You got fishing line going everywhere. Oh great.
Duck forever?
Well, you can't really go down there and get it. What a weird maneuver is that? What? Doesn't seem like it's going anywhere.
No, we're not gonna reach the ocean with that.
Oh gosh, this is nervous.
Wow!
There's no way, that's at the bottom.
Didn't make it. No fish for dinner tonight. Double fail, guys. Was worth the try, though.
I know it doesn't look like it, but it is getting a lot later in the day. In Iceland, at this time of year, the sun doesn't really ever set. It's just gonna be bright forever. This is a snack I found at the store, traditional Icelandic, I think.
Since we didn't catch an actual fish, this will have to do.
Ready to eat fish jerky.
Is this normal to eat fish jerky? Everyone eats this?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, Bubba.
Ew.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, this looks so bad, Jerry.
A snack.
Oh,
yes! This isn't a challenge. This is normal food. I can't. Oh, I can't bear it.
I finished it.
I can't even bear it.
Well, this is what's for dinner, so. You use all the meatballs fishing and trying to catch birds.
Well, guys, we're about 10 hours in. You're probably wondering how we're going to be preparing for tonight's cold weather. It is actually getting slightly more windy, so we're gonna bring our stuff inside, kind of figure out how we're gonna be sleeping tonight. Welcome to the bedroom, pretty nice.
I can't believe it's so light out still. In a normal overnight, this is about the time it'd be getting slightly dark, like sunset.
Although it looks pretty terrible in here for sleeping quarters, we have some things to luxurify it, including this inflatable bed. Got a solar light here for the darkness, even though it's not dark. I really don't want to touch the ground. It's so dirty and damp.
Hey, well, we got a spotlight.
That's cool.
Ouch!
The way you guys go all day without washing your hands in the nastiest places and still touch your food blows my mind.
Since we are on the most dangerous lighthouse, we got this walkie-talkie looking thing, but this isn't not your ordinary walkie-talkie. It is purely SOS walkie-talkie. We can push this button on the side and the Coast Guard will come save us.
That's the only thing you packed in the whole medical box?
Yes.
We had a lot of fun talking with our safety officer. He was telling us tales of old Viking stories, Icelandic heritage.
What is going on?
He keeps poking me.
That's it. You guys don't get to know about the cool Viking stories.
Man, I could really use a pillow.
They came with pillows.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Where?
Yeah.
It's a pillow?
It's not a pillow.
Is it not?
Not a pillow.
That's literally a pillow.
It's literally a pillow, you big oof.
Dude, you're such a big oof. I'm blowing up my pillow.
Guys, we also got some military grade glow sticks.
Yo!
Bro, these are bright as all get out.
Here, you can have one.
I think we need to
block off the moonlight as well.
Do you need a light?
No, I can see just fine. How do people go to bed here?
I don't know, dude.
Whoa, what? You did it. Good night from the lighthouse. Hopefully nothing drastic happens while we're sleeping, like the sinkage of the whole island.
Or the army of barf birds that came in.
Good night.
What the heck?
What are you doing?
getting out of here, dude. Oh. It smells terrible.
It doesn't look like any new storms have spawned.
We've slept in some pretty dingy lighthouses and hotels before, and this is just like all the rest.
Not luxurious whatsoever. Still tired.
It's kind of weird. The weather in Iceland, the high and low temperatures really aren't that big of a difference. I think the high was like in the high 50s and the low was in the low 50s. Not too bad temperature-wise.
This specific pigeon has been here all night. He looks the most friendly. So I think we can be homies. No, I can't do it. He's straight right in my eye.
Obviously, this helicopter pad is not very big, so any type of helicopter maneuvering, taking off, coming down, can be a bit sketchy. Hopefully no issues. We just went over our loading procedure. A lot could go wrong, so we gotta make sure we stick to our procedure so we can get on and get out of here safely.
I think I'm the first person ever to fingerboard at this lighthouse, maybe even in the whole of Iceland. Called the Iceland Gap. Go follow Jace do fingerboarding on Instagram.
Guys, I hear a helicopter.
I hear it too. And they're coming for us?
The British. I'm thankful to get off this lighthouse, but I'm also very scared of getting back in the helicopter.
This overnight was insane. Drop a like if you enjoyed it. The end for now.